I had mentioned in passing that if my husband and I only go away for a night, that we only pack one toothbrush. I've been kissing the same guy since I was 20 years old. I don't see what the big deal is.
I find it disgusting. I think that there's certain things that you don't share, even if you're so in love and so together.
Is it such a big deal? It's Anna and Raven. Dr. Lawrence Levy is Raven's dentist. Dr. Levy.
Hey, Anna. How are you?
I'm great, thanks. How are you?
Good.
Welcome back, Dr. Lawrence Levy. This is my dentist. I call him Larry, Anna.
Okay.
We got it like that.
Well, that's nice.
Well, he'll give us a straight answer when it comes to this question.
All right, Dr. Levy, Raven's been giving me a hard time because I had mentioned in conversation that when my husband and I only go away for like one night, it's like a one overnight thing, maybe two nights, we just bring one toothbrush and we share it.
They share the same toothbrush for whatever reason, Larry.
You didn't get the reason. Did you say why, or you didn't say why?
She just says that's what they do.
No, you still, like, why are we going to bring two toothbrushes if we're only going away? We're going to brush our teeth only once. You know, so
yeah,
like,
yeah, right, and it takes up so much room in the travel bag.
That's
too.
That's what I said.
But it's the electric toothbrush, so it kind of is big. And why are we going to pack two of those things if we get? And now we got to bring the toothpaste and the floss because you know I love to floss, Larry.
So much space.
And you do have nice teeth. I've seen your teeth on pictures. Yeah,
I have fantastic teeth. So I just don't see what the big deal is. Like, do you think it's a big deal if occasionally you use your spouse's toothbrush when you're away?
Well, I didn't realize you were talking about just using your spouse. But, you know, the first thing that comes to my mind is just yuck. It's somebody else's toothbrush.
Thank
I don't know
you.
Why. It just does. Sorry.
Thank you.
I don't know. I guess if it's your spouse, if my wife needed a toothbrush because she didn't have one, it would be fine. But I don't know if we would plan on just not bringing one. So when you're home,
yes,
you have the electric.
Yes.
Do you have two electrics?
Yes.
So why wouldn't you just bring the other one?
Well, because they're big and clunky. And if we're going in a one overnight bag, we're already cramming everything in. Why do we have to bring two of those?
Can you like switch heads on those things?
Yeah,
can't you like
yeah.
switch
can you
heads?
Just get
right.
The head?
Like, bring an extra head. Like, I mean, like, you know, like a lawn tool.
I mean, it seems like
you
a lot
bring
of planning.
An extra blade. If you were doing a job.
All right, Dr. Levy, here we go. Would you rather, if you forget your toothbrush, right, or you're in this situation, use your finger or use my husband's toothbrush?
That's true. Good question.
Ooh, I never thought of that. I wouldn't want to use your husband's toothbrush,
Thank
so I'd
you.
Use my finger. But I would use my wife's toothbrush.
See?
All right, Larry,
you.
Another question.
Yeah, yeah.
You're on vacation. Your wife borrows your toothbrush for 3 days. Do you want it back?
Ooh. You know, it is your wife, and it's still your wife, and you are swapping spit, but I don't know. It's something about the toothbrush
right.
thing. The whole thing just kind of just doesn't sit right.
Well,
right.
But to me, it's like not only with your spouse. This is somebody you share everything with. I have been kissing the same man for 20 years, right? Does it really make that big a difference if we share a toothbrush occasionally when we're gone for one night?
No, I guess you're right. I agree with you. Do you share floss, too? Or do you get your own piece of floss?
No, that's crazy. Of course we get our own floss.
What's the difference?
No, it's because we already have the floss. And you could have different pieces of the floss. You just pull
right.
another piece of string out.
Right, right. It's so compact, Larry. It's so much space. Right.
So here's my professional recommendation. Two toothbrushes, one pack of floss that you can share, and you can share your toothpaste. But I don't know, something about sharing a toothbrush just doesn't sit right.
I don't
care who it's with.
One last question. If we don't bring the toothbrush, right, I only bring one, would you rather me not brush my teeth at all or use my husband's toothbrush?
Oh, that's not fair. You know his answer. He's a dentist.
Yeah, you got a brush.
See?
You got a brush.
No. You laid a trap for him. There, you just fell into a trap.
That's all right. You got a brush.